So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
So at the age of 16, I'm a daughter to two Mexican immigrant parents, the eldest of three. And at the time, my dad was 2 years into his illness, Lewy body dementia. Now, just to give you a very, very quick description of what that's like, Lewy body dementia is like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's meshed together. It's gross. It's not a kind illness at all. So you can imagine at the age of 16 and then two younger ones after me, how hard that was. But anyway, so my family was a low-income family. We're from the west side of San Antonio. I was born and raised on the west side. So had to throw that out there, right? So we were used to being, you know, poor. We didn't have a lot of money. My parents were always struggling to make ends meet, living paycheck to paycheck. Cool, right? I was all right with that. But of course, when my dad was diagnosed, obviously that his illness put a very, very heavy strain on our financial, on our financials, and of course our ordinary, you know, lifestyle. I mean, we had a routine, right? So of course, one night my mom decided to have a talk with me. It was time, and she said, "Mija, I need your help. I need you to work. I hate to put this on you, but you know what? We can do this. Mommy needs to take care of Daddy at home, but in order to do that, you're gonna have to get a job." And so, yeah, I was a junior at the time at Fox Tech High School. Just had to throw that out there, too. So, yeah, of course, you know, I was a good daughter, a good student. And so, yeah, no doubt, right? Of course, I'm gonna do this, Mom. We got it. I got you. I got this. I got a job and started working full time very quickly, actually. It happened within, like, a week or two after she had to have that talk with me. And I started working, but little did I know that shit was about to get real. I didn't realize how that was going to really affect me and my life at the time. So shortly after I started working, I really started to notice all the differences in my life and how things started changing very quickly for me. So I went from being a very active and engaged student to starting to have failing grades, attendance issues. I was always tired, missing first and second period. So, things started changing really fast, but I also started noticing the difference between me and a lot of the people my age at the time, my friends at the time. I wasn't able to relate to them as much anymore. They didn't understand the things that I was going through, and it was hard to explain. It was hard to kind of get into the conversations of normal teenagers, and then boom, oh yeah, so my dad's dying, and I don't know, you know, it wasn't gonna fit. So I sheltered myself a lot, and so things got pretty lonely for me, and but I kept going. So as I was trying to, you know, going into my early adult life, I was working on, at the time it was $5.50 an hour at Sam Goody at River Center Mall. I had that job, and I had it for a few years, and that's what I was doing to sustain my family. It was tough. And so, you know, despite having missed out on so many of the experiences of my teenage life, for example, going to prom. I went to prom, but I mean, I had to buy a $20 dress and go to Walgreens and get some press-on nails. Or, you know, college. I didn't go to college straight after high school because the enrollment process and having to do what? All this paperwork for what? Like, no. I'm already dealing with crap at home. I'm just not going to deal with that. I was tired. Didn't want to deal with all of that. So I didn't go to college like my friends did. Right after high school. So despite, you know, having missed out on so many, teenage experiences, I experienced a lot of, I guess what you would say, adult-like experiences or adult-like firsts. For example, one day I came home, and I was still about 16, 17, and I came home one day to a delinquent notice on my CPS bill. Our lights were about to get cut off for the first time ever. And so I went out and about. I was trying to, I mean, I didn't know any better. I was walking into payday loan places or trying to pawn off whatever I thought was of any value so that I could gather up the money to pay the bill. And after a whole day of being out and about trying to round up the money, I didn't have it. It wasn't going to happen. So I came home. My mom was just as helpless as I was. She couldn't even leave the house at the time. Remember, my dad had Lewy body dementia. He couldn't even be left alone for 5 minutes. So I came home, had to face my mom, and just threw my hands in the air, like, I got nothing. I don't even know. I don't know what to tell you. So she couldn't even look at me, and I couldn't look at her. It's not because she was mad. She wasn't mad at me. It was just so embarrassing. Like, we were so ashamed. She was just as ashamed as I was for not being able to do anything about it. For the first time, like I said, we were gonna be in darkness. And I had two younger siblings and a dad who needed medical attention. So I went to my room and I just sat there, just kind of plopped on the bed, and I felt so defeated. I wasn't even sad anymore. I wasn't even thinking about it. I was just like kind of staring up at the light, like, so how does this happen? Like, how does this go? Like, do they turn it off now? Or I don't know. So I'm just kind of there. I don't know. So I'm just there, and happened to pick up a book to kind of distract myself. And I realized that it was a book that an old friend had given me for Christmas, maybe a little over a year ago before that. A little side note about that friend that gave me the book. Me and this friend had a really cool friendship, because he was actually someone that also was going through some hard times. And so we would always kind of laugh at the way that our lives were going, instead of like complaining or crying about it or anything like that. We'd always just make jokes, and he'd make jokes about what a low life type of father he had, and how his dad would just send him scratch off tickets for his birthday or Christmas rather than paying him a visit in town where he lived here, and or sending him $5. So it was always just kind of an inside joke between me and him. So anyway, back to the story, I picked up this book, and I realized, like, huh, this is a book that Bobby gave me about, you know, a while back. I open it up and start reading, and out falls a scratch-off ticket. I'm like, this dude. He wanted to keep the joke going, so he gave me a scratch-off ticket. I thought that was pretty funny. It was super cute. So without thinking anything about it, because at this point I was a very pessimistic person now, and so I started scratching the ticket. I didn't think anything of it. I didn't believe in luck. I didn't believe in faith. I felt like I'd already been beaten down by all the things that were going on. But as I scratched, I realized it was a $200 winning scratch-off ticket. Hold on. I read the details on the back because, again, I could not believe it, right? I said, no freaking way. So I read the back. It was expired. But then I said, fuck it, right? I'm going to go anyway. I'm going to go down to the store. I'm going to go down to the store, and I'm going to see if they're going to cash it out. Waiting in that line was like an eternity. I was so nervous. I didn't even tell my mom because I didn't want to get her hopes up. So I went to this store, stood in line. The dude hands me $200 cash. I know. Needless to say, I got my light bill paid that day, right? And but, you know, I still encountered a lot of other experience similar to that. You know, a lot of adult firsts, because I'm sure, and don't act like you haven't, I'm sure a lot of us have gone through that first time of, oh shit, my light's about to get cut off. Oh my God, whether you were in college or barely making it through, whatever it was, we've been through moments like that. So I got to encounter that through, you know, my late teen years up until my early 20s. And so I was mad. I grew angry. Within my early 20s, I was very angry, bitter, negative. I was very disconnected from even my own family and my friends. And you know, after encountering these type of situations, I didn't always have a lotto ticket, guys. I didn't always have a scratch-off ticket to hand me those $200 that I needed. I never got my light cut off after that. But still, you know, there were similar instances. And I didn't always have the solution, didn't always have the answer. Nothing ever fell from the sky to fix my problem. But I realized later on, when I was 25, 26 years old, is that a lot of the people that grew up with me at the time, were just now starting to go through those first time experiences. And that's when I realized, through self-reflection and through really good people that surrounded me, I realized that there was something that I had built within me throughout all those years, and that was fearlessness. I was no longer afraid. So you couldn't scare me with a delinquent notice of, oh, your light's about to get cut off, because I was like, bring it. Like, what? I mean, ooh, you know? I wasn't scared anymore. I wasn't afraid, you know? And so I noticed that I was then the type of person that always just kind of jumped at everything, eyes closed, sink or swim, let's go, let's do this. And so it took a long time for me to realize that, but you know, as my friends and family members were just going through those things, I realized that I became a big support for that. And I realized that I could continue using that fearlessness to carry me throughout and to take me where I needed to go and keep myself from being that West Side statistic, right? And not going to college. I came out of that. People told me, oh yeah, you're just gonna become another West Side statistic. I was like, bet. So, you know, and here I am now. I have a lovely job. I love my job. I do member and community engagement. So I do a lot of community outreach through Generations Federal Credit Union. They allow me to do that every day, and I love it. I'm close to my community. I'm involved with different organizations. And that fearlessness has also, not only has it brought me to where I am in my life now, but it's even brought me here in front of you people to be able to speak for the first time. And so, I mean, I guess that's a hashtag blessing in itself, right? So thank you all so much for listening to my story. I appreciate it. Have a good night.